I'm in my old stomping ground of Brixton, South London, at Pop Brixton with Eat the World DXB, and I catch up with Harry from Made of Dough, who explains how it all began.
This started two years ago, almost just over 2 years ago, actually. September, what are we now? September 2014. With Henry, my business partner. He's called Henry Amadio, so his family from Amalfi, who's my very good friends, and myself. We used to travel around a lot, like European countries, and always go and, you know, sort of eat good foods, kind of our thing, really. His parents always ran Italian restaurants in London, so he grew up in kind of the kitchens of Italian restaurants. My parents are from the wine trade, so, you know, I grew up on in kind of wine merchants, and both of us, yeah, very much like hospitality based. So I used to work in advertising, he worked in marketing for Red Bull, but we used to kind of go travelling and eat out a lot and so on. And one day we just decided, you know, enough is enough, why don't we kind of go down the route that our parents took, although they both warned us, you know, wholeheartedly, don't do it, you know, it's terrible hours, terrible pay, you won't make any money, but we decided to go against the grain. And and so what we did, we discussed for a long time what we might do, and then I think it was a trip to Naples which persuaded us, you know, let's give pizza a crack and see if we can emulate Neapolitan style pizza. So we built an oven in my garden from clay, and we started experimenting with dough, which took us ages to learn how to make good pizza dough, because it's, you know, it's alive, and the climate affects it, the way you make it affects it, time affects it, there are so many variables. So we started doing that, and that was really good fun, and we really enjoyed it. We enjoyed playing with fire and dough. And then we went and bought a professional pizza oven, which we could take around with us, and we were going to build it onto a trailer. But the problem is, we live in London, so we didn't really have anywhere to keep that trailer. So we decided, right, well, why don't we build it into something, into a vehicle? So we built it, we had a Land Rover Defender, and we built it into the back, because Land Rovers can, you know, they're bulletproof, they can handle the weight, and it was the perfect size. So we built it into the back, so we had basically a Land Rover with an oven in it, and we used to go around to markets in London and kind of try and flog pizza on the weekends. Yeah. It went really well, and we thought, okay, if we're going to take this seriously, we need to really commit to it. This kind of semi-permanent premises came up in Brixton, in a kind of converted container, shipping container, which kind of suited what we wanted to do, gave us somewhere to base from. So we took this, we built another oven, and we did, you know, this was open all the time. Then we started really going for it on mobile stuff, so lots of music festivals, because that's kind of what we grew up doing, going to. And we had a really, really great summer. And that was summer last year. And then things have just kind of rolled on from there, which has been brilliant.
I have to say, everyone I've spoke to, it feels like it's all relatively new, and it's relatively fast-paced how things developed. It's a lot of work, I know.
Yeah, a lot of work, but you're entirely right. It's really fast-paced. It's the kind of casual dining industry that we're all involved in, and that has been revolutionised over the past kind of 10, 15 years, I guess. But I think the crash in the economy really kick-started it, definitely, because people had less money to spend. And, you know, you can go out now in London and spend 10 quid on a really, really great burger or a really, really great pizza.
You got your dough then, you got that sorted, yeah. It took a while. What about your toppings?
So we decided from the off that, you know, if we're going to do it, so your typical pizza is the margherita, right? And we thought, okay, actually, in a margherita, all you've got is, you've got your dough, you've got tomato, you've got cheese, and you've got basil. So why not just find the best stuff you can find? So our tomatoes are from Mount Vesuvius, just outside Naples. So the soil there's really fertile, and there's a small protected area called where they grow a variety of tomato called San Marzano, which are kind of long and rich and really delicious. So we use them. We use fior di latte, which is cow's milk mozzarella, which we found really difficult to source, because a lot of the mozzarella which is imported here is cubed mozzarella for pizza, specially made for pizzerias. So you don't have to you open it up, it's cubed, chuck it straight on the pizza, but it's crap. So we spent a long time sourcing our mozzarella, and we now get it twice a week driven over from Campania. And then just really good extra virgin olive oil and fresh basil. And it's as simple as that.
In Dubai, you got wild mushroom and truffle.
So in Dubai, we did exactly that. Yeah. We did a wild mushroom and white Alba truffle pizza, which is a white pizza. So no tomato, kind of controversial for a lot of people. And we did a margherita. And we make dips as well. So we made a basil aioli. And maybe we'll do the Scotch bonnet romesco as well. So I remember, I seem to remember spicy things going down very well with the locals there.
And pizza's a very popular food, fast food, call it that. Yeah. This is obviously good product, good quality. So what should people really look for? What tells you this is a good pizza as opposed to not a good pizza?
So it is all in the dough, basically, and the dough is a labour of love for us, but it's also, you know, it's a complete pain because we work outside. So when I made a batch of dough just now, the ratio between the water, the flour, the fresh yeast and the salt is different to what I would have done in the summer, because it's 7 degrees now and it'll be 22 degrees in the summer and it's far less humid. And most pizzerias will buy their dough in, which is a great shame. And so that's what you've got to look for, really. You've got to taste the dough on its own without any toppings, you know, and see what you think. If you like it, great. But the other thing is, as well, is how that dough is made and how it's fermented. So we batch make our dough and we ferment it for a day. We then ball it and we ferment it for another day. So that's a really, really slow natural levitation, natural process. And that's it makes it a lot easier to digest. You get lots of different types of dough. Like, we use a lean dough, which is flour, water, salt and yeast. So it's very, very simple. It's all in the process of how you make it and the time we leave it to ferment for. But you get, you know, a crispy dough typically has olive oil in it or some form of oil. You get, you know, Chicago deep pan type of dough will have sugar and oil in it, so it's a bit sweeter. There's loads of different types and permeations, and I think as long as love has gone into it, you've made it and you've thought about how you're making it, then great. You know, the sad thing is you know, mass produced dough, which they use fast action yeast, so they make it within 20 minutes, it's ready to eat, and that you know, the gluten in that is not, it's very hard to digest. And that, I think, is kind of making this gluten intolerant kind of economy alongside it.
So the future then, you were talking earlier, you were saying the bricks and mortar was the natural way to go.
I suppose that is the natural progression for anyone doing this. For us, there's so many great pizzerias in London and more popping up all the time. And actually, you know, we started on the road at music festivals. This, for us, it's very much... we want to translate that into the next thing we do, and that, you know, doesn't necessarily mean we will open a family-friendly pizzeria, because that's what most pizzerias are, because half your business is from families. We want to do something slightly different, a bit more late night, a bit more fun, a bit more vertical, as in standing, a bit more kind of wet-led drinks orientated. Yeah, that's where we're heading. Yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. Really great to see you here before the journey begins to the UAE.
Yes, yeah. We're excited, really excited to come back.
And the Land Rover will fit in well into the desert, I think, the desert landscape.
Yeah, it did. It was a shame we couldn't drive it around, actually. I remember there were quite a few interested people around. We almost sold it, actually, I think, last time. Yeah. So we'll see.
You can see the Made of Dough Land Rover and pizza oven at Burj Park at Eat the World DXB from the 23rd to the 26th of February. Find out more information online at dubaieye1038.com/Dubai Today. You'll find out more about the stories and the chefs and the trucks that are on their way there. That's it from me. Have yourselves a great weekend.